podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And welcome to an Anfield Index special, ladies and gents. And I'm not going to lie, ladies and gents, we've had to scramble big time for this because, as most of you have probably seen, the breaking news has come out from the big hitters, your Paul Joyce's, your David Ornstein's, etc. That Arne Slot, the Feyenoord head coach, Liverpool are in active negotiations to seek him as the replacement for Jurgen Klopp. So I'm sure you've seen it. It's all over social media, Twitter, wherever you get your football news. And it's something we've got to talk about. And I'm genuinely pleased to say, delighted to be joined by Patrick, AI subscriber, Dutch football expert. I know he won't like me putting that title on him, but we're going to ask him the questions about Arne Slot and Feyenoord and get his insight. Because if you are an AI subscriber, I would advise you to head over to the UpChat channel because Patrick has put a load of content and detail on there, which we're going to go into now. So, Patrick, first question we always ask any new guests. How are we this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine. Very interesting news for the replacement of Jurgen Klopp, if it all goes ahead, obviously. But it seems like it's going to happen anyway. So, yeah, as you said, I'm a Dutch guy and Liverpool Football Club fan, but also follow some of the Dutch football, including Feyenoord. They've been doing very well under Slot since he came in, and it's been interesting to follow them from a tactical point of view and developing players. And I'm sure we will talk about this.
Yeah, absolutely, because we do want to know as much as possible about the guy, the tactics, we say, what he employs, and Feyenoord, what you can tell us there. So probably the first question, which everyone is starting at, because I think it's fair to say, well-known in Dutch football, but world football, Liverpool fans might be almost thinking, who? So if someone was to ask you that question, Patrick, how would you describe Arne Slot? What type of guy is he? How would you answer that one?
Well, I saw a lot of negative reactions, actually, at the beginning, which I can kind of understand because of previous Dutch managers and players as well, who moved away from the Netherlands into, you know, the top five leagues in the world.
Yeah.
And most of them didn't really do a good job. If you can conclude it that way, if you look at the likes of Frank de Boer, Erik ten Hag, some others who have really struggled. Looking at the managers, so from that point of view, I can understand the initial reaction. However, if you look at his overall profile and what he's done at Feyenoord, but also his time at AZ Alkmaar before that, he is, in my opinion, he is very different to the recent people who've moved away from the Netherlands. He is first of all, Feyenoord is a very difficult club to manage. They have had a long wait for their, challenging for the title. They did that a few years before Arne Slot arrived with Giovanni van Bronckhorst. Some of the Liverpool fans might remind that as well because Dirk Kuyt was playing in that team. But since then, they kind of struggled again to keep that up, and they had some different managers. Football wise, it wasn't really great to watch before Arne Slot. And that's where he came into play with his vision and his ability to implement his vision and his own style of football on Feyenoord, and why they are so interesting to follow. I think he's now working for Feyenoord for three years now. He's won the league. He's done very well in Europe.
Yeah.
He is now, a few days ago, won the Dutch Cup as well. So if you look at that, he's won some trophies. He's implemented a very, offensive, interesting style of football. He has sold his key players in the past and had to kind of build his team again, which is usually, if managers are able to do that, it's usually a good sign, because they can they can adapt, they can implement their style with not just one particular squad, but they can repeat that basically. So all in all, I think he's a pretty good option for the job, even though replacing Jurgen Klopp is obviously a very, very difficult task for anyone, whether that's Xabi Alonso, whether it's Mourinho, whoever comes in will be a really hard job. But I think he has got some really interesting, profile to make it a success. Let me say it like this.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you're right, those are tended to be the most recent names, hasn't it? It was Xabi Alonso, and then it was Amorim. A lot of people expected that to happen before sort of Monday morning's developments, and now we are where we are on Wednesday lunchtime. I suppose, because you talk there, Patrick, it's true. I mean, on his CV, does have a Dutch title. It does have the cup as well. It looks like they're in the final this season. It looks like Feyenoord are a little bit behind PSV in the league, so it doesn't like they're going to be successful there. A lot of the research, or if you scan through, and I know you'll know it in depth, which is why I want to ask you, people look at it and say, he's 4-2-3-1. That's his style. That's his formation. Tactics and the statistics people are quoting a lot involve the high press as part of his style. Would you say that is a fair assessment, or is that limited just to say 4-2-3-1 high pressing?
I think you need to look into it from an on-ball and off-ball perspective. Off-ball, I think he's pretty similar to what we've seen in recent years at LFC. It's intense, it's pressing whenever possible, it's about getting the ball back quickly in dangerous areas. It's about the collective. So I think that's pretty similar to what we have seen under Jurgen Klopp. If you look at the some of the stats that you can, that now come up everywhere in terms of pressing and high turnovers, all that kind of stuff that we also talk about a lot in the UP channel on Anfield Index.
Hello there. Have you ever found yourself getting ready to watch the Liverpool match? You've got your mates round, you've got your drinks, you've got your snacks, you're all set to go. It's going to be a good day. And then you find out, oh, the game's not actually being broadcast in your region. There's the heartbreak, there's rage, there's despair, there's fury, you're upset, you're looking for a solution. Well, we've teamed up with NordVPN to bring you a game-changing solution. That's right. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a country where the game's on live. It's like having a global ticket to sports, TV shows, and movies from all around the world. And here's the best part. If you go to nordvpn.com/Anfield Index, you'll score the best discount on your NordVPN plan. Plus, our link gives you 4 extra months free on the 2-year plan. And that's what we call a winning streak. And if you're sitting there and you're thinking, what if it's not for me? What if I don't like it? What if I'm not getting the use of it? Don't worry about it. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so it's totally risk-free. I've been using NordVPN to catch all the Liverpool matches and TV shows that I'd normally miss out on. It's totally transformed both my weekends and my TV watching. And not only that, not only does it give me access to stuff from all around the world with the click of a button, it keeps all my data safe. It means that the miscreants, the ne'er-do-wells, what my grandmother would have called scallywags, who lurk on the internet to try and steal your information, can't get your information. NordVPN keeps it safe for you. So don't let geo-restrictions bench you this season. Visit nordvpn.com/Anfield Index and make sure that you're in the game, no matter when or where it's being played. Remember, it's not just sports. It's your all-access pass to binge-worthy TV shows and blockbuster movies from all around the globe. NordVPN literally unlocks the world for you and keeps you safe from the world. So don't miss out. Head over to nordvpn.com/Anfield Index and let the fun and games begin.
It's pretty similar to what we've seen on the club. So from that point of view, it makes sense, this kind of move. On ball, I think it makes sense as well, because we have moved away a little bit from, you know, just counter pressing under Klopp in the last few years, which I would say started when Thiago was signed, where we moved into a bit of a hybrid pressing, a build up side, where I would say it's more about 50-50, you know, we want to press and we want to win the ball high up, but we also focus a lot on deep build up, you know, back then with Thiago, but also with Trent. And if you look at this finance side, they are really good at, you know, building up from the back, passing the ball around, being very patient. But once the moment is there, they will progress the ball into the midfield and the attacking area. So, you know, I think that kind of, that's kind of his style. So it's a combination of pressing and intense football, as well as, you know, focus on possession, you know, building up through the back. Short combinations. Just a patient approach in terms of moving forward on the pitch.
Will be interesting to see. And the other thing I did want to really press you on, Patrick, as well, because I've seen it in the Up channel. It was brilliant to get that analysis. People have talked about Slot being a Guardiola disciple, a Pep disciple. That's the one thing. But I know you'd referenced there's a lot of links between the way people looked at Slot and Pep Linders. So when people sort of talk of comparing Slot to Linders, how do you see that overall comparison?
Well, they actually like each other a lot. I think they speak a lot together. I would say they try to advise each other, to learn a few things about each other. I'm not sure how far that goes, but I definitely know there's some links between the two. I said in the UP chat this morning, what we see now at Liverpool is a combination of, you know, pressing and possession based approach. Pressing comes obviously from Jurgen, and the possession stuff comes more from Pep. So I personally have a lot more confidence in Slot implementing that possession based approach than Pep Linders, for example. I'm not sure it's working as it should in terms of, I think it can be better. Let me say it like this, but I think that's definitely an interesting thing to watch, whether he can actually improve our possession quality, because I think that's an area of improvement with the current squad. You saw it in recent matches as well. There's a lot of, you know, simple passing, slow tempo, stuff like that. And I think he, based on what I've seen at both AZ and Feyenoord, he can probably slightly tweak it and maybe, you know, get it to a higher level, actually. That would be definitely interesting to keep an eye on once this is all announced, and he starts working with the squad in the summer, which still is a few months away, obviously, and we still have a title to win, actually, so we shouldn't forget about that as well.
Yeah, so, absolutely. There is a lot going on. It will be interesting to see as if it obviously it happens. It'd be a big surprise if it doesn't, but Slot has that time in the summer to build his patterns of play with the squad. And I suppose the final thing, because almost jumping ahead a bit to the summer, Patrick, I get this, but with it being Feyenoord, people are going to look, as they always do with the transfer market, and start thinking, and you have to give me a bit of a leeway on the pronunciation here if I get it wrong, but the names that come up, we look at Feyenoord quite often. Mats Riefer, I think it's pronounced, the defensive midfielder there, number six. Mm-hmm. Is there any players you look at Feyenoord? Because I know people will say it's quite a big leap to go from Feyenoord to Liverpool. There's no doubts about that. But is there any players you look at Feyenoord and think they could potentially make that step?
Possibly, but I think, obviously, it's pretty natural that people instantly look at the players that he works with and worked with in the past. I wouldn't expect this to happen at all, because the likes of Edwards and Huge, Spearman, they're people, they will be in charge of transfers. They seem to have a pretty clear idea of where they want to go in terms of manager, in terms of backroom staff, in terms of players, I would assume as well. I think part of the reason why Slot is coming in is probably because he's one of those who is willing to work within the structure without having too much of a say and too many wishes on, I want this player, I want that player, which is obviously part of the reason why some of these people left, actually, the likes of Edwards and Ward as well. I think it's pretty well known that there were some kind of power struggles behind the scenes, and the fact that they are now all back, when Jurgen is leaving, that tells me that they will have the lead in transfers and all that kind of stuff, contracts as well. So I don't expect any final player to make that transfer just because the manager wants him. Now, obviously, they are data driven. So if the data guys think that someone like Weaver or maybe someone else from Feyenoord can make that jump and, you know, be an improvement on what we currently have in the squad, then this might differ and we might go after them. But I don't think Slot will come in and tell Edwards and his team that he wants player X, and I don't think that's going to happen. To answer your question, I think Weaver is a pretty good player. He's 24 years old, I believe. Mm-hmm. He's a bit of a late bloomer, but doing really, really well in the slot. I think he's very energetic. He's, you know, winning duels. He's getting his foot in. He's very clever in terms of positions he takes up. And if you look at some of the data, his ball recoveries, interceptions, and these type of statistics are really, really impressive. So obviously we signed Endo in the summer, but he's more of a stopgap signing. So Weaver could be an option, but I'm always a bit afraid with the Eredivisie tax for players, because the jump from the Eredivisie, which is a pretty average league, it's a slow tempo as well, to the top of the Premier League is huge. And we have some Dutch players already. We signed some of them straight from the Eredivisie. And I'm not sure it's the right way to strengthen this squad at the moment, personally, but like I said, if the data guys believe that, you know, some of these players from the Eredivisie can really improve us, then, you know, I will back that, and I will trust them, because their track record some years ago was pretty good with the likes of Jota, Mane, Salah. These were also players that probably weren't first on the list of many of the fan base, including myself. And yeah, they turn out to be really, really good players. And the fact that we are getting these people like Edwards back obviously suggests that that we will go back to this kind of approach as well, where Slot will manage the squad and implement his ideas. And the likes of Edwards, Huge, Spearman, yeah, and co will plan ahead and make sure he has got the right players to reach our targets, basically. So so yeah, that's a long story, but I think it should answer your question.
Hello, I'm here to annoy you. I'm here to annoy you into listening to more of me and more of others on EPL Index. We don't just have the Anfield Index stuff. We've got EPL Index as well, which covers the entirety of the Premier League. And we have three podcasts and a whole bunch of really good writing on eplindex.com. The podcasts are my own two-footed podcast, which is every day at 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, covering the whole league. We have A Tad Predictable, hosted by Tadiwa. You know Tadiwa, he does Anfield Index. He presents A Tad Predictable before every Premier League match week. And then Kevin DeVries and his crew on the EPL Roundtable, there every week after the Premier League match week. So make sure you listen to everything we're doing on EPL Index and follow us there on Twitter at EPL Index. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, makes complete sense, this, the separation of church and state, as it were, but you hope it is the perfect combination. And the final question for you, Patrick, because whenever a new head coach, manager, whoever it is, comes up in at a club, the one thing fans always start to think is, who could benefit? How will they deploy players in what formations? So the final question, a bit of an umbrella one. Looking at the squad we have and with Slot coming in, who do you think could be the big beneficiaries of his style of play and the way he sets up and why?
Well, I think it's a really hard question because some of it relates also back to what is Edwards going to do, yeah, with some of the big decisions that we have to make contract-wise.
Yeah.
Johan Dijk, Salah, Robertson, some of the other older players, if you like. So that it a lot depends on this also. What will happen with Trent, for example? Will he stay at right back? Which probably only is possible when he gets the same freedom as he has now. Which I wouldn't rule out with Slot, actually, because he's using inverted fullbacks as well. He's pretty flexible as a manager tactically. So this Trent inverted thing could definitely continue. But he could obviously also move him into midfield, which would completely change our needs for a transfer market.
Yeah.
Because if Trent goes into midfield, you need probably a powerful defensive midfielder like Peak Fabinho. There's also a gap at right back when he moves into midfield. So it's really hard to, a lot goes back to some of these important decisions, but he's a possession-based manager combined with high press. So I think your creative players, the likes of Trent, McAllister, the runners like Szoboszlai, Curtis Jones maybe, these players would definitely benefit because he's an offensive-minded manager. So all your offensive players should usually benefit from that. I also think someone like Darwin Núñez, who is I'm seen as a big Núñez fan, especially in the UP area. Obviously, I can't deny some of the missed chances are definitely an issue. He should definitely get that part of his game right. But the package is still exciting, and Slot has experience with working with real outlets, like proper number nines. He currently has Santi Giménez from Mexico, who also required some polishing, especially off ball, in terms of defensive work rate, tactical stuff. And there was a language barrier which Núñez had as well, and he still managed to make Giménez a much more complete striker, who is now scoring 20 plus goals a season. So I think some of these players could definitely benefit, mostly the offensive ones. But also, if you look at the defensive track record of Slot, which we also posted in the UP chat, defensively his teams are pretty stable as well. So this is something interesting as well, because this season we are, in my opinion, pretty open at times. Which obviously can happen when you play very offensive football, but it's something to work on. And if you look at his track record at AZ and Feyenoord, which is 5-6 seasons of data, they are pretty stable defensively. So maybe he can get that balance right, which obviously means that the defensive players would benefit as well. So I think it's a bit early to say, but I think Slot would be able to work with the majority of the current squad, and hopefully we can move a few on, get some exciting players back who are maybe younger than the ones that are leaving, and build on what we've built last summer.
Which would be exciting to see. And you'd probably think people goes into the idea of keeping Arne, or bringing in Arne Slot, I should say, to reduce the player churn as against other managers who might play three at the back or different systems. So final word to you, Patrick, that it's right to say you are excited, and it's right for Reds everywhere to be excited about the potential appointment of Arne Slot.
Yeah, I would say I was obviously one of those who would have liked Xabi Alonso at LFC. I think he's doing a great job, but once that move was off the table, I got pretty excited about Amorim as well. But I've always mentioned Arne Slot in the Anfield Index areas as a potential outsider. Basically, I get some of the doubts because of the league and previous experiences with Dutch managers. But from what I've seen is that he's completely different to the others. There's a proper gentleman. He has a clear idea about, his vision on football, both with and without the ball. He has proven year after year at complex football clubs that he can implement those ideas, adapt those ideas when key players leave. And he's worked with Dutch players, but also foreign ones, South America. That's all very important, because we have all type of players as well. And I think it's a good fit actually. And obviously, time will tell if he can fill Jurgen's shoes. But as I said, that's obviously a very difficult task. But all in all, I'm looking forward to this. Appointment, and especially as a Dutch guy, there will be some more attention for LFC from my home country, which is always nice. And looking forward to it personally.
Yeah, as are many Reds. And ladies and gents, just to reiterate, in case anyone has missed the breaking news, Liverpool are in negotiations with Feyenoord over bringing Arne Slot in as the head coach, the replacement for Jurgen Klopp. So we'll have to see what developments unravel from there. So all it leaves me to say is, Patrick, I know you're a busy man, so thank you for your time and your insight. It is much appreciated.
Thank you as well.
And ladies and gents, that was an Anfield Index special on Arne Slot.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.